Blog Talk Radio.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. If only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Living my life through these songs. I guess loving a music man really wasn't in your plans. Does it matter if I'm sorry again? And why should I apologize? You knew all along this was my life. You know my ins and outs. For all of my fears and doubts, it's the life I love, but it's you I can't live without. And this whole world seems cold and empty. Someone please turn on the light. Lord, if there's an angel you could send me, I could use one here now.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the Jerry and Highboy Show. That's right, we got Hot Wild Live action always going on, ladies and gentlemen. Where you come back, still chill, relax, and have a great time. Where you come chill, meet your boy Jerry and Hot Boy. boy and their party crew, because we always hopping and jumping, and it's all absolutely free at 712-432-4276. Make sure you press 1 for the live rooms, 1 pound to get started. Like I said, it's all absolutely free. You'll have a great time. You can talk, I'm saying, having a great time, and enjoy yourself. You can talk about whatever you want. So come chill with us, have a great time, and make sure you got your beer, your whiskey, whatever it is you're going to drink or you're going to smoke, because you're thinking of dealing with two crazy little fuckers in their crew. That's right, they come to terrorize. So what's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Nothing much.
I'm going Miss Amber there. You
going
Miss Amber?
Yeah,
this
is Amber.
Hey, what's up, boy? Hey, we got Jacob on here or what?
Yeah, what's up?
Where are you coming from, Jacob?
The country.
Where you say you're coming from, Jacob?
Thanks,
you got to get a little louder there, son. You sound like you got a toothbrush or something in your mouth there, boy.
I'm calling from Texas.
You're calling from Texas?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm calling down there to Texas. I walked out with a steer because I didn't want to take no queers.
Yeah, boy, we like your kind around here. Mm-hmm.
Got horns. Kind of narrows it down. You are
what you are. We like your kind too around here.
I'm not
here. Who are you?
Little bug.
This is the Mac.
Oh, God, sucker, Mikey.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, so, Big Country, you in here, Big Country, or what? Big Country.
Oh.
Yeah. What about Miss Angel? Well,
ladies and gentlemen, guys, whoever's listening, I want to hear a funny joke. I want to hear a funny joke. We all looked at
Jerry and ran. I'm
just gonna tell
you. You looked at me and ran, What happened to you, Mikey, is that you, whenever they said brains, you thought they said rain, and you ran for cover. That's really what happened, Mikey.
No.
You know, I was there, and I seen it all, so you can't tell me nothing.
I was going to get his ass hooked open there. He had taken in the hive way, you know. Try to keep yourself hidden.
Yeah, he's like that Hershey Highway. He likes it when you go in there and do that proving time. Because I tell you what, there, high boy. The last time me and Mikey was in the county jail, the other gal, I dropped the bar of soap. Mikey bent over and picked it up for me, so you know what happened to him.
You fool.
He's been traumatized ever since. He don't know which road to go down. He figured if he took a right, he'd go the right way. But he missed it. He's supposed to take a left.
Oh, for real.
Shit, I got James' mom. See, what a nice ass.
Hey, but you know what I learned?
Hi, Michael.
You know,
ooh, they got I Love Lucy.
Gentlemen, hold on, y'all. Each day is a learning experience. And I learned something very important today. And do y'all know what that is?
You learned how
what?
To work a dick?
Well, I just found out 90% of my life I was lied to. The other 10% I've been fucked over.
You might have.
So, learn how and put it into a dispenser and pay $13 for a goddamn car wash. I learned that today. That was a miserable time, boy. It took $13 just to wash the goddamn salt off my goddamn car. Because it goddamn rains in goddamn Ohio. And I'm not from Ohio, I'm from down south, god dang it. It don't snow down there, I'm shit. These goddamn white cars out here, they look like they've been traveling in the goddamn mud for a year.
Shit. Hell, if mine gets salt on, I'll take a water hose and go out there and hand wash that shit.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And you.
That's what they make a pressure washer for.
Yeah, oh, no. Hey, he didn't
yeah, in a one piece. Yeah, that with that pressure
hell.
Washer and the radio just going and just got that soap all over you, huh? Just be rubbing your hairy chest. Got your little thong on.
Hell yeah, I'll be rubbing my hairy chest with my four nipples.
You want me to suck your nipples?
No, that's what I got. Oh. Hey, guys, I wear a pink and purple
pull.
Polka dotted pants on, and that shit feels good on your nuts, to tell you that.
Hey, are you a dog?
Who?
Whoever's got four nipples.
I'm a dog. That's me. No, it's a birth defect.
That must be a dog. You know, only dogs have that kind of shit.
No, they're all in where they're supposed to be, but there's two.
Boy,
I'm a
I think he just lost
your mind.
Did
he? What the fuck was he talking about? A dog fucked him. What the fuck is he saying?
Excuse me. I gotta go see my nurse friend.
Shit, he started letting his dog fuck him. He got tired of fucking the dog, so he started letting the dog fuck him.
Well, how's it going, guys?
Dog's nipples.
Nigga.
Shit. Yeah. Mikey.
Hey, hi, boy. Hey, he said that dog fucked him so hard it made him grow two extra nipples.
Hell no.
Hey, Mikey, what the fuck you don't talk about motherfucking fucking a dog anyways, man? What's Murphy?
I wasn't
well,
talking about
that. He got two extra nipples. The dog fucked him so hard he grew two extra nipples.
Okay, where's my wallet?
Oh, all right, Mikey, but Dave, you dirty minded motherfucker, man.
Hell yeah.
You are.
I got all my under control.
Shit, see, ladies and gentlemen, you never know what you're going to find on a Jerry and High Boy show. That's right, we got Hot Wild Live Nights going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. So come by, chill with us, and have a great time. And it's all absolutely free on a 712-442-76. Make sure you press 1 for the live rooms, £1 to get started. Where we talk about anything and everything goes, ladies and gentlemen. So come
oh, we
by,
talk
chill,
about anything and everything.
Nice.
How
about
right, so here it is again. Remember that number. Take your pen and get it ready because here comes that number once again. That way you ain't got to press rewind. Here it is. It's 712-432-4276. Make sure you press 1 for the live rooms. £1. Got it. See you there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, caller.
Hello?
What's going on?
Welcome, caller.
Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, it ain't my fault that your mama sucked my dick for a quarter because she thought it was a dollar.
It ain't my fault you bend over. It ain't my fault you bend over and said pound, 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 so your asshole got ripped like an 18-wheeler bitch.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Hey, that's on
the
one I was extra last night.
You can't even get Viagra hard.
Nah, my head hurt calling me daddy.
Shit, they call me the pimp dog. Hot Wild Live Action. What's up, David? Calling out of Louisiana.
What's up, Dave?
Nah, shit.
Hey, David, you actually kind of in this nutcase?
There's nothing in it. I'm sitting here wondering what the hell y'all listen to racist. That kind of music and stuff.
We ain't racist. We all hate equally.
We love Hot Wild Live Action.
Hey,
nigga.
Mikey loves some dark chocolate ornament.
Hey, I'll be quiet for a minute. Hey, ladies. Y'all want a good place to come chill, relax, and have a great time? You got your boy, the pimp here. And you got your boy, High Boy. Where you come see your chip, relax. Talk, conversate with everyone. It's all about having a good time. Gee, you know, got a chat line, baby. It's all about you leaving. We can get it for that laughter, you heard me? Because as long as you got that laughter going on, you ain't got time to be depressed. So come back. We'll be free on 712-432-4276. Make sure you press 1 for the live rooms. £1 to get started, ladies. I hope y'all come by, chill, relax with me. Don't forget, my name's the pimp. So when you come in, just ask for your boy, the pimp. And you'll find me, girls. See you there, ladies.
It's pimping.
So what's up, people? We What y'all going to do?
Nothing much.
Nothing much. Amber's sitting on the toilet playing with her pussy because she got to get a new toilet seat because she sat down on it and made it disappear. Now she can't pull it out.
I'm in the living room now.
Jerry said you sitting down on the toilet playing with your pussy while you're taking a shit.
Shit, yeah, she is.
I was not. I was sitting on the toilet to talk to you guys.
And
I wasn't going to the bathroom.
You know y'all full of shit.
Well,
what
you
said, David?
The what?
What'd you say?
What you said?
You're messing with me.
Hey, what
I said Amber sucked dick for chewed up Laffy Taffy. You know what the worst part about the situation was? She sucked the dick so long that whenever she got through there wasn't no more Laffy Taffy left. It was all chewed up. It's a shame, but it's true. Only on Jerry and I, most parties on.
Hot boy,
like this, I just got by chill and I have a great time. You can always meet your girl Amber and it's all absolutely free on 712-432-4276. Make sure you press the one for the right room, one button to get started.
Let's get it started.
Hey. Hot boys in here.
Man, no, I'm here. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, that chick ever called that you unblocked?
Oh, yes, you was here.
Yep. Angel was just in here.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Wow.
If they wanted to, I was sitting on my front porch, and I grabbed me a cold beer, and I was waiting to fuck her right in the pussy.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck her right in the pussy. Fuck her right in the pussy. Fuck her right.
I'm sticking it in her mouth. Say, hi.
I stick it in her butt, make her go, what?
Oh, this dude, yeah. Hey, he lying, that what in the butt, that's a dude singing that shit. He's gay on the slick, uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Good call.
Hey, I'm not lying, go Google that shit. What in the butt?
There's a
black dude singing that shit. That and look, make sure you hit the blunt when you do it, cause you gonna laugh your ass off.
I'm thinking, smoke me another bowl here. Yo, in a minute. Cigarette, my fucking bitches won't come back for no fucking weed. I need to go get some, but I ain't got no way to get there. I'm gonna go get it. There ain't got no way to get there. Outside, but you know, I ain't got no fucking driver license. I just now paid a reinstatement fee, motherfuckers.
My license probably suspended for 2 tickets I ain't paid.
Well, mine was suspended for some shit that I don't even knew. You know,
no, I wasn't talking about that.
And I didn't know no child support. They tried to take my income tax. Yeah, the fucking government always trying to fuck over American citizens. Let me tell you about these stupid motherfuckers.
They take my driver's license
for something I don't even know. I don't owe no child support. Never had to pay child support a day in my motherfucking life. These motherfuckers try to take $4,000 out of my income tax. They try to take all my income tax. They suspended my license in 2 states. You know, Mississippi and Ohio, and I never even had a fucking Ohio driver license. The motherfucker got me because I went up there to try to take a fucking test, because they make you take a test here to switch your license over. But now I got to fucking take a fucking, go get a permit, go get a motherfucking road test. I'm 36 fucking years old, man. I've been having my driver license since I was 16. What the fuck?
Hey, bend over and say, bend over and just say, no lube, no lube, no lube.
Might as well.
That's David. That's his brother.
Fuck.
David,
Obama's getting ready to come out of office next year.
Really?
Hillary Clinton's going to be your next president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
Hillary Clinton.
I'm going to be the next president of the United States.
And
you
shit,
think
I'm
this? You think?
Yeah, right, David. If you go president, listen.
You're fucking right. This world gonna be all fucked up. I go president.
Yeah, right.
Amber,
I'm getting.
Amber,
I'm, I'm giving all the motherfucking felonies permission to have guns. All of them.
Amber.
Are you gonna make Are you gonna make everybody rich?
Make everybody fuck no. I'm gonna make myself rich along with quite a few people that help me. But you know what? The rich people that are fucking snobs, I'm gonna take all that money from them and give it to the poor.
Hey, I'm
poor. Hold on a second.
I ain't got time to hold on.
What, Jerry?
I'm looking for a fucking Mountain Dew. I can't fucking find it. That's what? What the fuck's going on here?
Look more.
Well, there ain't no more fucking looking. I'm through looking. My fucking back hurts. I look so much. I got a fuck old coffee, I guess.
Did I tell you something, Mary? Maybe Amber might be sitting there jacking his painter off about right now. He's so damn quiet.
Who?
There's David.
He told us to hold on, man. He must have another call.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Yeah, Amber.
Gotta be the best alcoholic. The best sweet way of follow.
Who the fuck is that?
What?
Fucking something wrong with you or something?
Huh?
Talking like that. They call me Little Ray. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big buck Bagwell motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I be walking down the street, and people ask me who I am, and I tell these motherfuckers, my name is Ray Ray. So don't want to fuck with no Ray Ray. Because you don't never know when Ray Ray going to come and get you. Because Ray Ray going to fuck you up, you hear me? And take all your goddamn money, you hear me? You don't want to fuck with Ray Ray. Ray Ray's a bad motherfucker. And
I don't mess
Ray
with
Ray. With no goddamn guns, Ray Ray gonna break your goddamn neck, you hear me? They don't call me Ray Ray for no goddamn reason, girl. I snap you and chew and wouldn't think twice about it, little girl. They don't call me Ray Ray for no reason.
Hey, what's up, people?
And you know what? I think in this part of our show, it was time to smoke a bowl. So everybody that smokes pot, go ahead and get one loaded up.
That's what I'm
Well, you should have waited.
You already read my mind, Gary.
Yeah, we getting ready to smoke a bowl. I don't give a fuck if you're the CIA. That's just like I let my doctor's office say, and she going to tell me. She said, there was one of them was a sergeant of the police department here in fucking Columbus. She said, you got two police officers in here. Give a fuck is FBI in here. I ain't saying nothing wrong for me to get no truck. Fuck. Just speaking my motherfucking mind. If that's illegal, then fuck you too. They told me I had the right to speak my motherfucking mind. That's the only thing I got fucking free in this country. Fuck. Buy a house, you still pay. You don't ever fucking own a motherfucker, the government does, because you always got to pay that motherfucker to keep it. Fucking rip offs. Yep. That's how your fucking government is, people.
I know. There's a. It's echoing, Jerry. Your phone is.
We're running out.
Now it's not.
Somebody sound like they're about to cry. Jacob, you still here with us?
This is Roy D. Mercer, and I'm still here.
How are you going?
I tell you what, son, you don't know nothing about Roy D. Mercer. I tell you what, I make the funniest call you can ever think about. I'll call you all the time. Last night we ate breakfast together, you crazy little fucker.
You ain't nothing but a leftist
Roy D. Mercer. I am the Raw Day Mercer here, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have nothing on you.
He put on them there safety goggles and ran over my cousin's mailbox, and it should be your damn safety goggles' fault. He said, what are you supposed to do? Well, keep you safe, by God, they call safety goggles right there on the box.
Well, I tell you what, son, it wasn't my fault there, son. I tell you what, you got a problem. You got a problem with it. I'm just over kind of kick a whip ass on you, and we'll just get this shit over with. You understand me, son?
How big an old boy are you?
They don't call me Roy D. Mercer for no reason. I'm here to get the business solved.
Yeah, you know, like it, we got a serious, serious problem, son.
I got about 55 gallon drum whooping at. I'm about to pour it all over you.
Well, I'll tell you what, boy, you're going to need one of that. You better pack your goddamn lunch, because you're going to need it.
I get my wife, Sarah Jean, over there as well.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, your wife ain't got nothing but a goddamn tricycle. And the reason I know that's because I sold it to her. She come down here to my car lot wanting to buy a car, and I told her I didn't have no more of them. All I had was a bicycle. She bought that motherfucker and took off with it. And I tell you what, she ain't been the same since, boy. That's why it's a problem. You need to go out and get a real goddamn car. See, all you got is a goddamn bicycle. That's the problem here.
I got her a Prius.
That got you a welcome caller. Hey, that got
your
dad, didn't it, take up?
Yeah, I got her a Prius.
I bet you got her a Prius.
Power steering went out. All she had to do was put her arm out the window. It'd turn by itself.
Yeah, that's because you're getting her a goddamn sardines over there.
I was only 3,000 Mexican people at the Alamo.
Yeah, I tell you what. You keep talking about my goddamn workers down there. We're going to have a serious problem. You know, I got a bunch of Mexicans that work out here, and I tell you what, they never touch your wife at all. Just because your wife don't get one to forward probe, and she want everybody to probe, doesn't make us guilty at all, son. Okay, let's get that understood right now. And you want to say you bought her a goddamn Prius? Oh, you ain't buying nothing but a goddamn three-wheel tricycle that I sold her, and you didn't get her no goddamn Prius because there is no Priuses on her goddamn lot.
No, I said it's not waiting. I want some.
They only had 3,000 Mexicans at the Alamo because they only had 4 trucks.
It's time to burn it, burn it, burn it. Get stone to stone. If you want to go get you a cold Bud Light, here's the time to do it. Because you're listening to the Jerry and High Boy Show. Because we're hot, wild, live action. Always going on a 712-432-4276. Make sure you press 1 for the live rooms, 1 pound to get started. You know, your boy Jerry's got many, 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 many voices. So y'all come by, chill with us, and have a great time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell
you what,
you listen to the show, so you know what it's about. It's all absolutely free, you know what I'm saying? You get to talk to two really cool guys and his crew, you know what I'm saying? He's got a crew. Shit, you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? Who else on you that you know got a crew? You know what I'm saying? We got the Jerry and High Boys crew at the party zone.
Okay,
that's right. The Jerry and High Boy Show is going to go virtual, everybody. That's right. We're going virtual. We're going to...
Yeah, I thought it was getting close.
90 seconds, my ass. She licked my ass and called it cream. Told me that she wanted to lick the whipped cream off of it. And I told her head because her name was Amber. She took her tongue and stuck it in my ass. And I said, hey, girl, what the hell are you doing? She says, oh, nothing, baby. I just stuck my tongue in your ass. I said, nah, girl, it don't work like that. You just put my dick in your mouth, and that's the way it stays. Because you don't change it up because there ain't no way you licking my asshole anymore, girl.
That's true. Good job. Good job.
Well, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all enjoyed our show. I hope y'all come by and chill with us on our absolutely free party line that we have for people to come chill with us and have a great time. They can get a peace of mind and they can leave their worries over there on the other side. That's right. All you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is pick up the telephone and have relief when you dial 712-432-4276. Make sure you press 1 for the live rooms, 1 pound to get started. My name is Jerry. I'm also the pimp, and you hear me with many, many voices. So, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, y'all come chill with us, hang out with us. We got my boy co host here, High Boy. Speak up, High Boy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And then we got.
Jimbo?
That's me.
Welcome, Kyle.
That's me.
Jacob?
Mikey?
I'm going to go wax. Oh, fuck. I guess the rest of them just don't want to say who the fuck they are. Who's that?
I went to wax Michelle's ass. I'm back.
And your name is Jacob from Tennessee down there.
Tennessee.
You didn't want me to say Baton Rouge, did you?
From Texas.
I'm from Texas.
I know a bunch of little snot-nosed bitches that I met over there. You know, life is never easy, so whatever comes to challenge you, be firm. But stand fast and be as brave as you can, son. I'll tell you what, you can cry if you're upset, but never lose hope. Never give up and always remember, you got Jerry and High Voice Party Zone. With that, there's nothing impossible, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what'd you think about that, huh?
Nice.
Listen to this shit. It says, wife, had your lunch. Husband, had your lunch. Wife, I'm asking you. Husband, I'm asking you. Wife, or are you copying me, husband? Are you copying me? Let's go shopping. I had my lunch. Fuckers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that excludes the Jerry and High Voice show for tonight. So, you know, we'll probably do one again tomorrow night. Just stay tuned and look for our posters, because you never know when these two crazy motherfuckers are going to do a radio show. That's right. You got two crazy fuckers and their crew. You know, right now we're sitting here blazing, having a great time. You can always find us on Google as the Jerry and High Boys show. Or you can also find us as the Jerry and High Boys Party Zone. That's right, where you know what, it's always high wild live action going on, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you what, we never give in. We love to have fun. So if you want to have fun and have a great time, we got a great place for you. And it's always absolutely free. Remember that. Absolutely free. Where do you get free from, you know? How do you get free stuff? Shit, you can
it's
get your
President
beer,
Barack Obama. Hey,
say some money. You know what I'm saying? Which, whatever. Come chill with us and have a great time. So grab a beer, whatever you like to drink, and all right, blunt, and join the Jerry and High Voice Show. See y'all later, and have a great night.